So on UFO news, Bob, have you heard of the Calvine photo?
No.
No?
Is it new?
Where the fuck you at?
In the basement, bitch.
On August 4th, 1990, two hikers near Calvine in Scotland took a photograph of a mysterious diamond-shaped flying object hovering in the middle of the sky. For 32 years, Bob, the image dubbed the Calvine photo disappeared from public eye, becoming the object of speculation, theories, and myths. But now, the groundbreaking image has finally resurfaced thanks to the efforts of British journalist David Clark.
So the image was lost.
Yeah, for like 30-something years.
32 years.
After 13 years of research, Clark, who has worked as a curator of Britain's National Archives and is currently an associate professor at Sheffield Hallam University, found that former Royal Air Force press officer Craig Lindsay had held on to a copy of that last remaining print, waiting for someone to inquire about the mysterious image.
How many other images does that person have?
That's a good question.
Waiting for inquiry.
In the photo, one of a series of six the hikers reportedly took, a diamond-shaped object can be seen flying in the sky, while a fighter jet can be spotted in the background not too far. It's the first time the public has had access to the elusive image, which has been described as the best UFO photo ever taken.
Are you going to show me the fucking image?
Yes, I will. Hold on to your breath, bitch. Back in 1990, the two hikers brought the photo to Scotland's Daily Record newspaper for publication, but instead, the newspaper handed the image over to the British Ministry of Defense, which has kept it secret until now.
So the fucking, like, MI6 had it?
Yeah, basically. The Daily Record's picture editor at the time sent them to Craig Lindsay, who was the RAF press officer in Scotland. He passed the print to the Ministry of Defense in London. The Ministry of Defense in London then asked him to obtain the negatives. When he went back to the Daily Record and asked them to send him negatives, which they duly did, everything disappeared. Duly disappeared.
Doesn't that mean they sent it twice?
Yeah, something like that. Clark writes that the information linked to the photo, together with the image, should have normally been released by now. 30 years have passed.
And that person held it in case of inquiry.
The identities of the two hikers who took the photo are still unknown and not to be expected to be revealed before the year 2072.
So they do know who they are.
They do know who they are, but they're not going to release their names till 2072. We will both be long gone by
then. So it's an 82-year delay?
I guess, man.
1990, you said, right?
Yeah.
How'd they fucking pick that figure?
What does the photo show? While we don't know what happened to the man who took the photo, what we do know is that they did describe what happened 32 years ago. According to what Lindsay told Clark, the two men were working as chefs in a hotel in Pitlochry, I don't know how to say that, in the Scottish Highlands, when one summer evening they decided to go for a walk in the hills near Calvine. While out walking, the two spotted a huge diamond-shaped flying object moving silently in the sky. Quote, they saw this thing in the sky and it scared them. They ran into some woodlands to sort of keep their heads down, and then they heard this jet come down the valley, and then 2 minutes later, it returned and started circling around the object, and that's when they took the photographs. Would you like to see the photograph?
Yes, please.
Greetings, beautiful people. To hear this and other bonus episodes in their entirety, sign up to The Basement VIP on Apple Podcasts or at patreon.com/thebasementhangout. Peace.